roster. You right. Get hurt. So it's now you'll be back healthy, maybe have another chance. I mean,
yeah.
What's the whirlwind like?
Yeah, it's been crazy, but it's been a crazy season, I think, for everybody. You know, we've had a lot of guys go down and try to come back and then, you know, didn't have it go their way. So I've just been trying to stay positive. And, you know, now I got this opportunity to possibly go out there and play, you know, a little bit this week and next week. So I'm just trying to get my ankle ready to go in case I got to go play.
How did you feel out there today?
I felt good. It was different to be out there for the first time in 3 weeks, but it felt good. It felt good today. You got a question?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
If you get the chance, I mean, do you feel like you need to prove something these last couple games?
I mean, obviously I want to go out there and play well, but I think, you know, everybody has something to prove every time they step on the field. So if I get the opportunity to go out there and play, I'm going to play to the best of my ability.
Well, you believe giving the ball to 22 will make you play better?
I think make me play better personally.
Yes.
I think if you give him his carries, his confidence goes through the roof like this, and then he just gets more and more yards. So I think it's really good for him to get those carries.
When you have a guy like CJ, though, do you feel like you have to do a little more knowing he probably will struggle once he gets on the field?
It's tough having a guy like that on the field for sure, always in your ear, but you just got to – sometimes you got to ignore a guy like that, but it'll be okay.
Go back to the Oakland game. I mean – just how tough was that when you were getting your chance and then we saw it afterwards? I mean, was it those couple days after, were those tough?
Yeah, they were very tough. I was very frustrated in the fact that I just came back from a shoulder injury and missed a lot of time with that. And then, you know, the first game I got back, you know, tweaked my ankle. And it just frustrated me the fact that, you know, I didn't get the opportunity to go out there and finish the game with those guys and continue to play with those guys and be on the field with those guys because I love playing football, and when it gets taken away from me, it hurts.
Brock's coming off a great game. How much does it mean to you the fact that as well as he played, the team still says we want to get Paxton out there to see what we got with him? Because Brock played well, and yet yeah. They still want to get you out there.
It feels good. I know that there's a lot of coaches in here that, you know, have my back and have a lot of support in me and also in Brock too. But, you know, they're going to support anybody who's out there playing, who's on this team, because we're all going out and trying to win together. Well, I mean, if I get the opportunity to play, I'm gonna go out there and play. But I think that it's just really up to the guys in the training rooms and Greek and the coaches to make sure that, you know, they want me out there playing. So I'm just, you know, going out there and moving around as best as I can. And they're going to evaluate me. And if they feel like that, you know, I'm good enough to play, then they'll make that decision. But if not, you know, I just got to live with that. So I'm just trying to control what I can control.
Three of you guys have had such a carousel and a shuffle, all taking on all the different roles. What's that been like kind of in the room? I mean, I know you guys are all friendly and supporting each other, but what's that been like?
It's been crazy, but like you said, everybody's good with each other, so everybody's been supportive of each other. When, you know, one guy goes down, the next guy's up, and it's like that with every position. But I think when you got a quarterback room like we do, it's good for everybody.